Message number 299. Judge and curse another in my name and you spit in my face. Saturday, January 7, 2012 at 15:40. My dearly beloved daughter, while my followers continue to fight amongst themselves as to the authenticity of these my holy messages to the world, more and more souls continue to be separated from me. To those of you who claim to know me, be assured that your love for me must be proven. It is not enough to say you love me. You must love your neighbor first. How do you love your neighbor? By treating them with love and respect, no matter how they offend you. Woe to those of you who slander another in my name. You are lost to me. Without humility in your heart, you, when you judge and curse another in my name, spit in my face. Remember, you do not represent me when you slander and show public hatred for others. Yet many of those who project themselves as holy apostles of mine fall into this trap laid down for them by Satan in order to trip them up. Go away, I say. Pray for forgiveness. Far better that you spend more time in prayer for the salvation of your brothers and sisters. Oh, how I wish those followers who say they come in my name would behave in the way I have taught them. How they hurt those poor souls who try their utmost to remain humble in my eyes. There is a great need for discernment with regard to these holy messages from my divine lips, the last such messages of their kind in these the end times. Never create your own opinion based on a flawed understanding of who I am and my teachings. I am above all a God of mercy first before I come as judge. I love all of you, but I suffer the same pain today as that I experienced during my time in the Garden of Gethsemane. I will never rest until I save you from the evil one. Any man who says that I do not suffer does not know me. Any man who thinks he has been given authority to judge others in my name does not truly love me. Instead, he loves himself and is stuffed with pride. Any man who wags his finger at others in order to bully them into believing in me has also misunderstood my teachings of love, humility, and patience. Many well-meaning Christians believe that their role is to analyze and reevaluate my teachings. Yet much of their analysis is based on human and logical reasoning, which is of little substance in my kingdom. When I urge you to become little in my eyes, I mean as a child who does not question. I mean as a child who trusts completely in his father without fear in his heart. Until you become little in my eyes, you are not fit to speak in my name. When you find the humility I seek out, only then can you help me to save souls. Your teacher, Redeemer of mankind, Jesus Christ.